On a recent visit to a fancy restaurant, our Detroit's chief restaurant critic and wine writer Chris Cook noticed a lot of fuss happening at another table. With great ceremony, a sommelier was decanting the wine, ceremoniously pouring the entire bottle into a glass carafe on the side table. And Chris thought, well, what's the matter with my wine? Chopped liver? He's been thinking about the practice of decanting wines, when to do it, and it seems to be something of a mystery.
At a posh restaurant in Birmingham recently, I asked our server how the decision to decant a wine is made. The answer was a bit of a shock. It depends on the price of the wine, he said. If you bought a red wine that's more than $100 a bottle, the wine will be decanted at your table, and as a bonus, they will bring the bigger, more expensive wine glasses. When I asked what happens if I bought a $40 bottle of wine, I was told that it would not, quote, qualify, unquote, to be decanted, and I would get regular wine glasses. This, in all frankness, is one of the most pretentious things I've ever heard. The purpose of decanting wine has never had anything to do with the price, but rather with the suspected condition of the wine. If the wine is older, it is more likely to have thrown off a lot of sediment, which resides in the bottom of the bottle. So one reason for decanting is to trap the sediment and thus keep it from getting into the wine glass. The original need to decant has dwindled over the last 50 years as technology in winemaking has improved, and among other things, modern filtration systems have been developed. Also, a few generations ago, more people actually liked to age their wine for decades before drinking them. But more recently, as the trend has been to younger, fruitier wines, decanting took on an entirely new reason. It rapidly blows air through tight young wines and helps to open up the flavor patterns. Paris's most exclusive restaurant, Taillevent, was one of the first to decant young wines for just this reason. Soon others followed. There are clear-thinking and reasonable restaurateurs here in Michigan who will decant because it's the logical thing to do, and would balk at the notion that an expensive wine deserves more attention. So there are many good reasons to decant a wine, but price is not one of them.